In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, from this pulpit, you often hear great narratives about the heroic martyrs of the Roman Empire, when so many Catholics were persecuted and died because of the result of cruel Roman emperors. But you should know that we have martyrs here in America as well. And today is the feast day of North American or Canadian martyrs. They were several Jesuit priests and lay brothers who gave their lives in order that the Indians, the Native Americans, could also become members of Christ's only true flock, that is the Catholic Church, and that they also might go to heaven. These heroic priests and brothers, they risked truly everything they had and in order to bring Christ to the Indians. And they did especially a good job among the Wyandot or Huron tribe in Canada. And even traveling or starting that missionary trip on those days was a big risk for your health or even to your life, because the traveling measures were very primitive, and there was also danger of always danger of a shipwreck or some bad illness which might cut your mission trip short. One of the priests who gave his life in order to preach for the Indians was named Saint Isaac Jogues, and he was tortured by the tribe called the Mohawks, who mutilated his fingers. But Saint Isaac was freed by the Europeans and delivered from his captivity. But so much he loved to preach gospel and say mass to the Indians that as soon as he could, he went back to them, his own persecutors, and was eventually killed by the Mohawks. These Indians also burned to death another Jesuit priest in his own chapel and killed many other more as well. These martyrs of North America are truly heroes of faith. They gave their life not only for the Catholic faith, but also for the sake of their enemies, their persecutors, their killers, so that these two might not perish in their sins, but might have everlasting life. And they would have gladly give their lives for even one person who converted to the true faith. And even though they lost their lives, the work which they planted carried generous and good fruit. About 30 years after they were murdered, one of the girls in the Mohawk tribes called Kateri Tekakwitha converted to the true faith and made a vow to stay unmarried for whole of her life. And she is called venerable, which is just sort of being declared a blessed in the Catholic Church. It was clear from God's providence that it was the result from these heroic martyrs and their work that many people from the cruel Mohawk tribe, including Kateri, would also be converted to faith. And when she was baptized, she took Saint Catherine of Siena as her patroness, and she did many great things of her by her humbleness and example, showing how true God is worshipped, and how a true worshipper of God always thinks best of everybody and does everything she can in order to spread the faith to others. Venerable Kateri is said to have put thorns on her sleeping mat and to have lain on them while praying for the conversion of her tribe and also forgiveness for them from their past sins. And even after she had died, it happened in 1700s that new conversions happened through her. in 1700s, a young Protestant boy named Joseph Kellogg was captured by Indian warriors, and he was eventually returned to his home. But 12 months later, he caught a smallpox, and the Jesuits, those who had continued the work of the martyrs in North America, helped to treat this boy, but he was not recovering. But they had in their possession a relic from Kateri's grave, but the thing is, they did not want to use them on a non-Catholic. But one Jesuit told little Joseph that if he would become a Roman Catholic, help from heaven would come. And Joseph did so and convert. And this Jesuit gave him a piece of wood from Kateri's coffin, which made him safe and healthy again. It truly happened according to our Lord's word, "Thy faith has made thee safe." Not only was this little boy, about 100 years after the North American martyrs, made safe and healthy again, he was also converted to the true faith, all thanks to the great work planted by North American martyrs and the intercessor of one of the result of their work, Venerable Kateri. Dear children, and one of the great lessons of today's heroic martyrs is that you always need to stay faithful in your prayers for your dear and loved ones, and also faithful for the prayers for those people who you don't like. It often happens that we meet people who treat us harshly or who don't like us for any reason, and it takes a lot of courage and lots of determination to be kind and charitable to those people as well, and most of all, those people who persecute us or are unkind to us. We have to say many prayers for them, and we have to persist and be faithful in those prayers, because we might not see the results of them, that is the prayers, but they might carry a great and blessed fruit even after many years, while we ourselves have died already. So children, be a heroic missionary like North American martyrs were. If you are not privileged of shedding your blood, hopefully we don't get into that at your lifetime, but you can still be heroic by showing the martyrdom of will, that if anybody is unkind or unfriendly to you, you don't return evil with evil, but you say prayers for this person or persons, because what has been given, the bad which has returned with good, carries always a good fruit, and even though it might take time, God always sees your good works and will grant a reward to you after your death in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.